You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Okay, we're back. So, Dr. Kim and Dr. Patty, are you there with us now? Why don't you guys start by sharing, just talk about whatever you want to talk about at this point.
Why don't you lead off for a while? All right. Well, let's see. It seems that Zany just had asked us kind of what our spiritual background was that led us to this moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you remember asking us that, Zany?
Yes, absolutely. That was quite a long time ago, it seems. But I did ask you that, and that was I think that's a great place to start if you're willing to start there.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, good.
For me, I was brought up in a really loving, supportive, strong Christian family. Oh. And as I was moving through my life and really taking a look at everything that I had learned, I was probably in my really early 20s, and I started to ask some really deep questions, looking at traditional religion and asking, you know, really putting it out there to the universe, to God, whatever you'd like to call it. And I really started saying, is it possible that there is more to understand and there's deeper ways to look at some of these really beautiful spiritual truths.
Mm-hmm.
And that started my metaphysical journey. That was the beginning for me. Really looking at finding out some different ideas. Like what is this idea of cause and effect? What is this Carl Jung teaching about perception being projection? And so the deeper I started getting into those things, the more expanded my ideas became, and really the more peaceful that I became.
You should also tell them, Dr. Patty, about eschatology.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, you know, okay. I guess that was the first metaphysical study, and it's a really deep metaphysical work that there was a fellow named William Walter back in the late 1800s who really started that study, and he was connected with Christian Science, and he had a background in that. And this metaphysical study really began to take these issues that I was just talking about, like cause and effect, and perception is projection, and really helped me define what these things mean. Okay, let me give you a quote. Here's a William Walter quote. It's never another person, condition, or thing that can in any way hurt, anger, or disturb you. Instead, it's only how the power that you give that determines.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Dr. Kim, you're so quiet tonight.
Well, I was listening. Three of us. I was waiting for Zany to ask a question.
You both have a background eschatology.
Yeah. I dabbled in it for a little while back in the early 80s. But for me, the greatest spiritual part of my background was studying A Course in Miracles with Marianne Williamson in Santa Monica, mm-hmm. California. Between 1982 and 1992, and talk about perception as projection, that is where Dr. Patty and I kept paralleling those studies with other studies that said the same thing in a different way. And I'm sure you know who Marianne Williamson is, and she turned out to be just the most impactful teacher of my life, and has probably everything to do with the fact of who I am and what I do today.
Huh. You also studied with Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker,
yeah,
who was very
crazy
popular.
Terry, we love her.
She's an amazing lady, and I was in San Francisco when she kind of hit her stride,
mm-hmm.
and you just saw her everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah, she's...
And Dr. Louise Hay, of course. She's,
of course. Well, Terry is an old friend of Dr. Patty's and mine. She's been to our spiritual center and done a workshop there, and I was doing her seminars back in the 80s as well, doing a lot of her stuff through the seminar way, where Course in Miracles was twice a week at two different locations. Terry Cole was doing seminars all over the country, and I attended a lot of those seminars with my friend Shane. We did all that stuff, and it was just so incredible to do that alongside of A Course in Miracles. And then I don't know if you remember, Terry Cole had an Emmy Award-winning show on television back in the late, was it the late 70s, Dr. P?
Yeah, I think so. It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that we were watching it on TV.
Yes,
and...
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah, see, Dr. Kim and I go back 30 years.
Over.
Oh, my gosh, you don't look that old.
Maybe I shouldn't have disclosed that.
Back in those days, we were, Dr. Patty was a musician, had her own band, and I was one of the greatest fans. And so we'd be up all night partying with music and then get up and watch Terry Cole Whitaker on Sunday mornings, and it was just our ritual for a very long time.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, and Terry Cole Whitaker, she was the one that really connected us to the idea of the science of mind teaching.
Right.
Which is Dr. Ernest Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's kind of
through that path, that's how we started the Spiritual Center for Positive Living in Cameron Park.
When did you come up to Cameron Park, and how did you find this area, and... I have several questions about it, but what brought you up here?
Well, you know, I was the first one up here because, like Dr. Kim had just said, I had a performing band called Second Wind, and we were traveling, we traveled all over the country, and we would play Tahoe and Vegas, that kind of, venue lounges and conventions and all kinds of stuff. So as we were on our way up to Tahoe, I saw this beautiful area, and I wanted to get out of L.A. And just find somewhere that was quieter and that I could still play the Bay Area and Tahoe and, just like a nice middle area. And I was able to buy some really nice property up here, and that's how I ended up here. And so then I talked Dr. Kim into coming out.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be a fair – I just had a couple of friends – over today who are helping me on my own little ranch, and they moved up to Georgetown from Los Angeles for the very same reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I did not know is that this is a fairly spiritual area up mm-hmm. in this whole area. There's Angel Camp. The
mm-hmm.
Druids were local here in Placerville, which is just a neighbor. A neighboring city from where you are there in Cameron Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Placerville is founded on a pentagram.
Right.
So
that is really neat. I didn't even know that.
It's wonderful to know that you're bringing so much to this area because it sorely needs it. It's something that, it's needed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that you're bringing so much life and light to this area is truly a blessing for everybody up here.
Thank you.
Well, it's very sweet. We really love it. You know, I was thinking of a really interesting quote that your listeners might find interesting. And there's a guy named Paramahansa Yogananda that is a huge part of Dr. Patty's and my spiritual teachings as well as our spiritual path. And he founded the Self-Realization Fellowship you may have heard of. And Paramahansa Yogananda was recorded somewhere in writing back in the 30s or 40s. And he wrote down that somewhere around between 2008 and 2010, the West would lose half its wealth and double in spirituality. And isn't that what we're seeing right now? Not just in Placerville, and I too live in Placerville. Love it up there. I live up in Texas Hill up there. It's very pretty. But that it's coming to many places. Everywhere it seems to be awakening, which is, of course, wonderful for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we have the Mayan calendar and the prophecies that go along with the Hopi and the, you know, the Edgar Cayce and so
mm-hmm.
many that have told us that this is a very unusual and unique and special time for everyone, the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
From now until about 2012 is a time of a great awakening, and we're moving away, I think, from the materialism that's just literally drowning us.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's why I think there is a big momentum right now in spirituality, because people are seeing that you can have all the toys in the world and it's not going to make you happy. In fact, one thing begets another thing, begets another thing, and before we
mm-hmm.
know it, we're working
mm-hmm.
our lives away to take care of all of our things,
absolutely.
Missing what Divine Mother offers us free of charge, which is
yep.
this beautiful planet to take care of and share with others and feel her grace in all things. And
yeah.
I think that everything makes a lot of sense right now the way it's moving.
It really does.
Yes,
you know,
I do too.
But when
yeah,
we
I
look
totally
at that idea
you.
Of perception as projection, you know, we can
yeah.
look at this time in the world and in the economy and say, this is really horrible. Or we can just look at it and say, it is what it is. And, you
right.
know, because things have been shaken up, now it's time to grow. It's time to do it differently. It's time to see it differently and begin again. And sometimes that's...
Absolutely.
You know, it's the greatest blessing that we can have sometimes to begin again and see things differently.
Well, it reminds me of that St. Francis prayer we like so much at the center, that we have to die to ourselves daily to be born again in eternal life. I think
mm-hmm.
that's happening all the time. I think we're more aware of it now, that when we get rid of our past and recreate ourselves in our now, that is the great awakening that is happening
mm-hmm.
everywhere, is that the materialism is fun, but it's not going to get us that sense of connection that is so important when all the money is not getting it for us. And I think that's what you're talking about, zany mystic dude, is that is that the materialism is just not where it's at. It's in our connection. And I think it's great to be abundant. I think it's wonderful
it
to have what you
yep.
want and be able to do what you want. But more importantly, I think spiritual people have a responsibility to be abundant, because spiritual people are going to do the right thing with the money.
Exactly.
They're going to spread yeah. around encouraging young things to grow, you know?
Yeah, right. And also, I find that it's about developing the heart connection and the intuition and empathy and caring about other people.
Yeah.
That's so important and really brings true happiness when you have good friends and love in your life.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like it.
I want to ask you about, let's delve into the Seeking Clarity seminars, what they are, and what's their intent, and what happens during those seminars that you have.
Wow. That's a lot of questions. But, you know, we...
well, start with anything you like.
We just started the seminars this year, and already we've had over 100 people move through the seminars, and we're really excited about that.
Wonderful.
You know, I would say if we had to describe what the seminars are all about, is they're accelerated transformational seminars that really help people in kind of a really wonderful step-by-step clearing of the things that are no longer working in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we are using some very cutting-edge transformational tools. One thing that we have developed called neurological deprogram to reprogram
mm-hmm.
that really helps people transform at the subconscious level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you also find that the subconscious can rule our lives, and that the shadow side often doesn't, it has its way with us, and most people are unconscious of how it affects their lives in a negative way without self-awareness?
Well, yes. I mean, that's why in the seminars we teach you that. And, you know, we use a lot of quantum physics in the work, and part of that
mm-hmm.
is that we're being bombarded with about 2 million bits of information every second.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only handle about 134 of those bits of information. And
what
bits of information end up being are about 7 plus or minus pictures. So yep. the question yep. is, why does our subconscious, through our five senses, continue to sort for the same 134 bits?
Yes.
What that looks like is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's yes. very important to understand how the subconscious is working and the formula of the belief system that we
yep.
develop between 0 and 7, how much of that belief system is user-friendly for us today and is
yes.
Makes sense for us today. Our subconscious has a tendency to keep us right back, you know, in the past. And
yes,
it's really important to understand how it works in our psychology to be happy and successful and healthy people.
Absolutely. What do you find are some of the more common obstacles which people share that disempower them from creating a life filled with joy and abundance and love?
Do you want to take that, Dr. Patty?
Wow. I would say one of the most prevalent things that we hear over and over again is people feeling unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything, yeah, not feeling good enough.
You know,
yes.
it's really true. And then that, which, you know, probably came from, let's face it, different experiences that happened between 0 and 7
mm-hmm.
years old. So those experiences
right.
that happen, then everything that we look at, if we have that feeling of unworthiness, as we look around us, that's the meaning that we give things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
That people are against us, that things are never going to work. You know, we give those kinds of meanings to experiences around us, and then we feel bad, and
yeah.
then those
yeah,
are the results that we keep getting over and over again in our lives.
Well, yeah, some of that I know for me comes about from, you know, some kind of verbal or emotional or even physical abuse from my father and alcoholism,
yeah.
and so many children are physically abused sexually
mm-hmm.
and emotionally. And then because we can't talk about it and we're in such denial about these things, they fester, and we live our lives in patterns of recurring behavior that create a cascade of negative experiences.
Right.
So,
yeah.
you know, it seems like it's really important, and this seems like the work that you're doing is helping people to see that and let it up.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And helping people to recreate themselves in the
yeah.
now.
Yes.
Who they are today and
yes.
who they, what their potential is, of course, is limitless. And
yes.
when we address our life as a new opportunity, then we can create whatever we want to create and
yes.
restore that feeling that
yes.
we are, in fact, the reflection or the sons and daughters of God or Spirit,
yes.
that we are created
yes.
in the image and likeness of all that divinity as well as our wonderful humanness. And
yeah,
that we're
yeah.
spirits having a human experience here in our soul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting.
That was one of my
know,
questions.
As we
you just answered
people,
it.
As we help people connect to new tools, new ways of thinking, new ways of responding, you know,
mm-hmm.
how our lives just change dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thrilling. It's thrilling work. You know, it's really exciting to actually take some of those locked up old subconscious beliefs and unplug them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, unplug them so that
yes.
new ideas and new ways of looking at things are possible.
You know, it's really interesting. There's the formula goes like this. The belief system that we create between the ages of 0 and 7, that's where we get our meaning from. So our belief system creates our meaning. Our meaning
mm-hmm.
creates our emotional state or state of mind. Our state of mind creates our behavior. And our behavior creates our results.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why people that, you know, keep marrying the same man or woman, keep ending up in the dead-end job, keep feeling inadequate or unworthy, keep having problems with health. You know, I have a formula that we talk about a lot at the center, the 80-20 formula, that what we're looking for is we're looking for an 80% success rate in the 4 quadrants of our life. And those
mm.
quadrants being health or wellness, relationships, career or purpose and abundance. And in those four areas, if we have 80% of all four areas as to our idea of successful, then we're living a great connected life. But hardly anybody has that in their life, where they have 80% of success in all four areas. And in the seminars, what we do is we give people, we put the tools right in the hands of the people so that they can all go out and change their own lives, being self-reliant, being at cause, and changing the things that they want to change so that they can have whatever it is they want to have in their lives. And that's what brings Dr. Patty and I so much happiness, is that we see people come in down and walk out extremely confident and clear on what it is they want to do.
Empowered. Yes.
Well, and so it sounds like they're also shifting out of victim mentality.
Exactly.
Totally.
Everything we do at the seminars takes the person from effect to cause, because when we are at effect, we are not happy. When we're at cause, even if we screw something up, if we're at cause, we know well enough that we can do it again.
I just love how Louise Hayes put it. She was doing this conference. You know, she's like in her 90s now.
Wow.
She's fabulous. Someone asked her something about, what would you say is the key to living a wonderful life? And she said, if it doesn't make me feel good, I don't do it anymore.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
I want to be like her when I grow up.
Doesn't that just simplify the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now what we try to do is take something that simple, give people tools so that they can be aware of what is it that is fun and joyful. What is it that I do enjoy in life? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't even know anymore. Life gets so busy and gets so hectic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these seminars just help people open up to what they really love and want to do with their life.
Yeah, we have a lot of nurses, teachers, therapists that come to the seminars. We have a lot of moms, dads, people that are in business, people that want to create, of course, a spiritual way of making a living and having that sense of fulfillment that becomes more valuable than the money. And we offer 5 credentials so that people can do that. That's exactly what I did in my practice. I've had a thriving practice for 10 years. And many people would say that they wanted to do what I did for a living. And so Dr. Patty and I created a way for people to do that. And we help them not only get successful, but stay successful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the people can go work through you to get the credentials, the spiritual credentials that they would like to have to empower them to be the change in the world that they would like to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, they can get, they get 5 credentials. They get the NLP practitioner, the Seeking Clarity Spiritual Life Coach, the Neurological Deprogram to Reprogram Practitioner, Certified Hypnotherapist, Certified Meditation Teacher, and then we give them the most cutting-edge quantum physics tools that are out there right now so that they have an incredible tool chest to use for whatever it is they want to build in their lives.
Wow, that's wonderful. It does seem like science and spirituality are kind of beginning to merge.
Absolutely, science will say that everything in the world breaks down to energy. And a theologian will say that everything in the world breaks down to God. They're both saying the same thing.
Right, right.
And it's wonderful now that spirituality has finally proven that there is something, that there is God. Now, you know, we can look under a microscope down to the smallest degree that we possibly can. And what do we end up with? Energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That energetic substance that's in all things, you know. Maybe that's
God. Doesn't it seem, too, that we're discovering on all levels that what we do affects everything else and that what we do to another affects us?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between, you know, the energies is the vibrational frequency of that energy. You know, I think it was Yogananda that says the instrument is blessed by that which flows through it. And it's very true that the vibrational frequency that we have choice as to what level we're going to function at is also an art form. It's a way of living life in a happy, joyous, harmonious way. And that in and of itself is an art form. And
yes.
I think that's another thing that we not only offer through the seminars, but we offer through our Spiritual Center for Positive Living in Cameron Park. Our center, we have classes and Sunday services and meditation and movie night. And we have so many fun things because we want to create an environment for people where you can enjoy the linear ideas of being human while staying connected to your superconscious self.
Yes, yes, that's wonderful. Well, I went to one of your evening gatherings, and it was just amazingly transformational.
Oh, you came to one of the quantum spirituality nights.
Yeah. What night is that?
That's every other Wednesday night, yes.
Okay, and you I believe you played the music, and it was just great. I was astounded by the music, and there was somebody who sang to the guitar, and you did a process. And
oh yeah, yep.
I walked out feeling lighter than air.
My bad. Yeah, Wednesday nights we do every other week. I just did it this last Wednesday night. Dr. Patty did it, you know, the time before. We just alternate. And that's another way that we offer to the spiritual community a place to come where we can give little downloads of positive vibrational frequency and ways of using the tools so that people can get a blast in the middle of the week and continue to keep their spirits high.
Yeah,
it's important to kind of keep that energy flowing, isn't it?
It really very much is.
We're gonna ask you at the end of the show about, you know, how to contact and all that, but I want to do it now too.
Okay.
If you could tell us where the Center for Positive Living is and how people can find your website, and we'll do it again at the end of the show, but
okay.
I just wanted to make sure that people get that information.
Well, thank you. Go ahead, Dr. Patty.
Sure. The Spiritual Center for Positive Living is located at 3294 Royal Drive in Cameron Park. And there's a website for the center, and it's www.scpositiveliving.com. And we've been talking a lot about the seminars. And we have someone available to talk to you about that, probably online right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number for the seminars and can talk to you about the Spiritual Center is 530-306-7533. And we love our website for the seminar. It's www.seekingclarityseminars.com.
Well, it's a beautiful site, and people can see what you look like. And, you know, I mean, you can just feel the radiance and the joy and the love in those, in the pictures and in just in everything about it. It's just, it's really a beautiful site, nicely designed.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Patty did all of that with her partner, business partner Rita, and they did a beautiful job on that. And also on the end of that phone, we have our incredibly wonderful Stephania available to talk to people as they call for either the center or the seminar. And
wonderful.
We just have a community of wonderful people of which you're now part of, right?
Yeah. Yes. Man. The Zany.
Now,
you know, we have a seminar coming up really soon, too. It's May 8th through 10th.
It's the greatest Mother's Day gift out there.
And it's the to get the certification to be a meditation teacher.
Oh.
And, I mean, it's an amazing weekend seminar that teaches you, I don't know, we teach about five or six different meditation techniques,
mm-hmm.
some brand new techniques called quantum meditation,
divine integration,
some really powerful techniques to help us stay connected to Source, to feel that spiritual connection 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Some really, really neat tools. So come on out to the seminar. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, really awesome.
What are some of the breakthroughs that you've noticed people have during the seminars?
Oh, wow.
Because I'm sure that you've had that happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the last one, we have a DVD that is shown sometimes on Stack & Co. on Monday mornings. And in this little clip they show, there was this wonderful young woman who lived in San Francisco who came in feeling extremely weak and sad and unsure. And she walked out of there like a lion. I mean, she got so much, I had so many ideas and had so much support that she was even given a little picture of a lion to celebrate her transformation in less than the 3 days she was there. And so that was pretty wonderful. Lots of people really getting who they really are. You know, when people find out, when you get rid of that subconscious, the negative subconscious, and you move to the superconscious and see yourself as that divine light, it's pretty hard not to float right out of there, sustain that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to apologize. I think the phone that I'm on is going dead, so you guys may lose me.
Okay.
Okay. If that happens, we'll continue.
I remember another one of the incredible breakthroughs was we did some really amazing forgiveness work.
Yes.
And somebody did some really great healing work about her father.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the seminar, the next day, she called her father. She hadn't spoken to him for 15 years.
Right.
Ah.
We had another person that had been on anti-anxiety medication for her entire, from the time she was 15 on. So she'd been on him for about 15 years. She contacted me last week and said that she's off all of her medication and feeling better than she's ever felt in her life and has endless energy and is just singing a song.
Wow.
Wow.
That is amazing. It is really amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's why we do it. You know, it's the transformation that people can have, the job opportunities they can create, the joy that they can sustain is priceless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Dr. Kim, you have been in the corporate world, so you know what a rat race that can be.
Oh, yeah, big time. I ran Rusty Pelicans, and there's a Rusty
Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. I ran those units for a long, long time and
all
over the country. And
wow.
I couldn't, I loved the training aspect of it. That's really what I loved doing. And because I would teach, I was in A Course in Miracles with Marianne Williamson at the time. So I would go into these restaurants and teach A Course in Miracles, but wouldn't call it that.
Right,
I would change the words to protect the innocent a little bit. And people would get so happy, and they'd make more money, and the attrition would go down, and the units would be happier, and the bottom line would be higher, and the CEO loved it, and then I decided that I would just go do that instead of be in the restaurant business to do it.
Right.
I'm very grateful that I did.
Oh, it's wonderful that you enjoy the teaching part, because that comes across, you know, you can sense that.
Oh, I love it. I just love to see people get lit up.
Yeah.
How important is it to develop heart-centered living, compassion, and empathy with others?
How hard is it? It's not hard at all, wouldn't you say, Dr. Patty?
Wow. I would say the beauty of that is that it's our divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
But because that's truly who we are, it's really harder to misbehave. You know, than to feel love. Even though sometimes it feels completely the opposite. You know, the truth is there's everything within us conspiring to be loving, to give love, and to be able to receive love fully.
That's very true. So I think that when you have a community, and one of the things we talk about in our seminars is the importance of the three C's. You know, that you either have a church or community that you spend a lot of time in, that you have a coach or a counselor that works with you on a spiritual level, and that you're in some kind of a spiritual class.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that formula is the answer to your question. If anybody is doing that formula, then it is very easy to live in the heart because you are sustaining it by doing the three C's.
Yeah.
Right. Very good.
I think that's
well. I wish some of our leaders at the top of the ladder would learn about the three C's.
Yes, it would. It is something that we are going to take on the road and teach as many people as we can. It is a a very big part of our teachings to help people sustain that feeling of love and harmony in their life.
And so many people who go to the Spiritual Center for Positive Living, they really work that program of the three C's. And so, you know, we're there all the time, Dr. Kim and I, we're there a lot. And so we see people on Sundays at one of the Sunday services. And then we see them at class on Tuesday night. And then we see them on Friday night.
And quantum spirituality.
Yeah, you know, and really building their life around their spiritual path.
Yeah.
And
well,
hanging
it sounds like
with
a terrific support system.
Yes, well, that's the thing, is what Dr. Patty just said, is most people say, well, I want to learn how to meditate, and if I have time, I will get it in a couple times a week. And we all know that that never works.
No, no.
That's what Dr. Patty was just talking about. We teach in our community and anyone that will share their time with us to add their life and to build their life around their spiritual practice, their spiritual sadhana.
That's right.
And really get that vibration going and feel connected and be plugged in to the source that is limitless and endless and powerful that we're meant to do. And I think that we're very blessed to have our community to do that. And like she said, Dr. P and I are in it all the time. We're hardly ever not in it. Most people are the reverse of that. And it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
That's right. But as you explain, when you're living from spirit and you're connected to source, then everything else works itself out.
Exactly.
The details of life just show up. And it's like a magic carpet ride. It's not an effortful thing. It's something that just happens magically and synchronistically.
Very much so.
Have you been to a Sunday service yet, Janie?
Huh?
Have you been to one of our Sunday services?
I have not been to a Sunday service yet. Now, what time do your Sunday services start?
We have one at 9 a.m. and one at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, that's why I sleep in late on Sundays.
There you go.
Isn't that terrible?
It's all
good. I could make the 10:30 one.
Yes. Well, you know, I think you would love it. I know you
I think
would
so
love
too.
It. We have,
I think so too.
I think that we have probably the most powerful, wonderful band that any New Thought or Spiritual Center has in maybe in the country. It's the name of our band is Ascension, and a lot of people just come to hear the music, to tell you the truth. And then we have these phenomenal speakers like Dr. Kim. She's up in Tahoe this week, and I am I'm going to be speaking this Sunday.
And then you play with a band too, don't you?
Yes, I'm in the band. And so this Sunday I'm going to be looking like a chicken running around to all the different positions, speaking and being in the band. So we
well, if I can get up early enough, I'll try to make it by 10:30.
Yes, we have amazing people in support of us at the center.
Now, you also have done some CDs, haven't you, Dr. Patty?
Yes, actually, Dr. Kim and I produced a CD called Sannyasi, which means spiritual seeker. And so that's our duet CD. And then I have a solo CD out called Angel's Voices. And Dr. Kim and I have a wonderful, when you go on the Seeking Clarity Seminars website, you can see that we have this wonderful CD set for meditation. It's seven CDs in there. For one, every day of the week, a morning meditation and an evening meditation that we guide you through. And it's got music and affirmations and intentions, and it's awesome. So you can check that out on the website. But all those things are available there.
Now, it looks like, Dr. Kim, you're going to be going on the television pretty soon in Sacramento, aren't you?
Well, we have been. We've been on Sack & Co., which is on ABC Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. We've been doing the show, Dr. Patty and myself, for the last few weeks on Mondays. We're going back again this Monday morning.
Yes.
So we've been doing that, and we've been doing internet radio shows, and we're about to get another radio show up and running in Grass Valley soon, and we're just really having fun getting the seminars up and running.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's see, what else can we talk about? Oh, yes. How important do you feel it is for us to gain some kind of mastery over our thoughts and emotions as keys in creating our reality?
Mm-hmm. I think it's imperative. You know, Wayne Dyer put this particular saying on the map: when you change the way you look at something, the thing you look at changes.
Oh, I love that.
You know,
exactly.
And that's right out of Science of Mind, and that's right out of the importance of the balance. I mean, we do a lot of work at the center around devotion, but equally as important is the being in the one mind and being centered and watching our words and recognizing that the vocal cords, as we speak the words from the thought to the thing, and then we speak it out into the universe, it's just a matter of time before that thing becomes manifested in our life. So I think it is very, very important that we are acutely aware of what our intention is, and if it's to be in joy and to see joy everywhere we go, then we'll watch our words, and the words will be joyful that come through. And I think that is the clearest answer to the question that I could come up with.
Yeah, you know, Ernest Holmes said, change your thinking, change your life. And that is just so powerful. You know,
now,
it's the
way
we think and what we believe, really, that determines everything that's happening in our life. You know, Jesus said, it is done unto you as you believe. And so what are you believing about yourself? What are you believing about the world? What do you believe in? What's possible? Once you begin to lift that and change that with your direct thought, boy, then your life starts to change as a result.
Now, I have another question for you. Is the work you do open to everyone? That is to say, is it non-denominational?
Oh, yeah. We really love our center. Anybody and everybody is welcome there. And as well, of course, with our seminars, we believe that that every path ends up in the same place and that all paths are just a path to the same destination. And so we see the golden thread of truth that runs through all faiths and religions and paths. So, you know, essentially what the things that we offer could be used really in any religion, if there is one. And then, of course, we're more spiritually oriented and we're more inclusive. Religion has a tendency to be exclusive. But we're very inclusive, and we invite everybody that is looking for a deeper meaning and a greater connection in life to come and play with us.
Wonderful. We're approaching the end of the hour. I would like to give you both a few minutes to kind of just share from the heart whatever it is that you feel like sharing about your work or about life in general. And then I'll ask you again to mention your sites and so that people can find you.
Great.
Sounds great.
Oh, and you have a special, too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Let's not forget about the Zany Mystic special.
That's right. Everyone that mentions the Zany Mystic will receive a $100 discount off of the expansion seminar that's coming up May 8th through 10th in Cameron Park. The Spiritual Center for Positive Living is where we're holding it, but that's one of the Seeking Clarity seminars.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think if I wanted
to,
you know, share something just to say goodbye to everybody on the show tonight, it would just be an encouragement to live your bliss. To live your bliss. Just like that quote that I gave from, what was her name? From Helen, no. That doesn't matter. The quote was, if it doesn't make me feel good,
Louise
Hay, yes.
I was going to say Helen Hayes. She was a great actress. Anyway,
she was a great actress.
If it doesn't make me feel good, I don't do it anymore. And so that's perfect way to find our bliss, is to find those things that give us joy. And to find those things that really float our boat.
Yeah.
To allow our hearts to open again. In life, we go through years and years and years, and I notice so many people just kind of close down and shut down and stop feeling at a certain point. And so my encouragement this night is to live your bliss, is to find the tools that help your heart open to think and dream those things that really will shift your life to make it happier and more successful.
Very good. And I think what I would add to that, in addition to everything Dr. Patty said, is I think it's very important that people really get involved in their communities. I think it's a very important time that we become mindful on all levels, that we really check it and make sure that our decisions are good for us, good for those around us, and good for the planet. I think it's very important that we are mindful of all those that may be in the background, and to reach out to those individuals and to be there for not just each other, but to remember the importance of our parents and our grandparents and our friends and spiritual family as well as family, and to put the petty differences aside once and for all, and to look at what we have in common and to forget about what we don't, and to really pursue that which makes us unique, because it's so important that each instrument in the orchestra be heard. I think it's equally as important that each of us is heard as that divine instrument of truth and light and joy, and the ability to share that light in every corner of darkness, and to remind people that it is okay to ask for help and to reach out and to inspire each other, as well as to compliment one another and see the goodness in each other, and to focus on what we want, to stay away from what we don't want. And if that's what we do, then the planet heals and we all live a better, happier, more loving life. And I think that's when compassion will once and for all be prevalent on the planet. And that's kind of it for me tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're both awesome.
Thank you, as you are. And thank you for doing this work, Zaini. I think it's so important that we're all doing our bit, and you as the unique spark of God as you are,
absolutely,
to continue doing this. I just think it's fabulous what you're doing. Really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I agree. I think it's fabulous what you guys are doing, too. It's a team effort.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Well, before we go, would you please tell our wonderful listeners one more time where they can find your website, and thank you so much for being on the show tonight and bringing so much light and love into the world.
Thank you, Zane.
Great blessings to you. Thank you.
Dr. Patty, my phone, the second one now, is dying, so I'm signing off. Love and blessings.
Love and blessings.
All right, love and blessings.
See you next week. All right, everybody. So the website for Seeking Clarity Seminars is exactly that, www.seekingclarityseminars.com. And you can call a live person at 530-306-7533. You can also find us every Sunday at the Spiritual Center for Positive Living in Cameron Park. And the website is www.scpositiveliving.com.
Wonderful. Dr. Patty, thank you, and Dr. Kim. I know Dr. Kim's off the air now, but thank you both for so much for being on the show, and as I said, for bringing so much magic and transformation into this beautiful area up here in Northern California. And I just can't thank you enough for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a great honor. Really appreciate it.
And I will see you on a Sunday. I can't promise it'll be tomorrow, but I will see you soon.
You give me your number, I'll give you a wake-up call.
All right. I will do that.
Bless you, Zaini.
Thanks again, and good night. And good night to the audience.